Four area roadways, two in Saline County and two in Johnson County, are closed due to flooding. According to MoDOT, in Saline County, Highway 127 north of Sweet Springs at Salt Pond Creek and the Outer Road or Old 40 just west of Sweet Springs are closed. In Johnson County, Highway 23 between Concordia and Knob Noster and Route E near Valley City are closed. Raymond will have more on today's weather forecast after the news. A 34-year-old Smithton man accused of killing his wife in September last year is due in court today. On September 16, 2020, Michael Brown allegedly ran over his wife with a vehicle in front of his children. Brown was arraigned and pleaded not guilty to Class A felonies for murder in the first degree and assault in the first degree, two counts of a Class D felony for endangering the welfare of a child, a Class D felony for leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death, a Class E felony for resisting or interfering with an arrest for a felony, and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Brown continues to be held without bond. Brown's next court appearance is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Pettis County Circuit Court. A jury trial for a Kansas City, Kansas man facing felony charges, including murder and kidnapping, was postponed earlier this month. On February 22, 2020, Sedalia police officers responded to the 700 block of East 17th Street, where they found Robert G. Fox lying dead in the street from an apparent gunshot wound to the chest. After further investigation, detectives were able to establish a motive and identify a suspect vehicle that later led authorities to a subject who lived in the Kansas City, Kansas area. Authorities tracked the suspect vehicle to Sedalia prior to the homicide and back to the KCK area, and Daniel Fernandez, now 27 years old, was charged. Fernandez is charged with a Class A felony for murder in the second degree, a Class D felony for kidnapping in the second degree, a Class E felony for unlawful use of a weapon, and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Fernandez continues to be held without bond. A three-day jury trial that was set to begin on May 12th was called off. Fernandez's next court appearance is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Pettis County Circuit Court. Those living near or driving by the Grand River Overflow Bridge on Sheraton County Highway 139 have not seen activity at the site for some time, but there is a good reason. The Missouri Department of Transportation says bridge construction required significant amounts of dirt to be moved and placed at the site, which needed time to settle and compact before the construction on the new bridge can continue. The settlement phase is almost complete. The Grand River Overflow Bridge, the building of the new overflow bridge is scheduled to begin today. The roadway is scheduled to reopen to all traffic in early July. During the closure, motorists may use one of two signed detours. You can read both of those with this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Now, all of this work is weather permitting and schedules are subject to change. A part-time deputy has been hired to cover a city in Saline County. Saline County Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. gave the details during the most recent commission meeting.
The sheriff has hired a part-time deputy sheriff for the city of Slater, Justin McTeague, and he's going to start May the 17th. He is a Slater resident. He is currently employed as a full-time law enforcement officer with another agency and is licensed in good standing with the state of Missouri.
Commissioners approved the new hire. In other business, Northern District Commissioner Stephanie Gooden said some floor work at the courthouse is complete. The next step is to lay new tile, which is scheduled for later this month.
This past weekend, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the second floor had the top layer of tile containing asbestos removed, and we are down to the original to the building tile, and it's pretty neat to see. We are going to be replacing that tile with same time period look. And this tile is, I believe, coming straight from England. Is that correct?
I think that's correct.
I think it is. And so depending on shipment date, we will start laying the tile. We have it tentatively scheduled for the 28th, depending on manufacturing, of course, and being received here in Marshall's.
The commission also approved several liquor licenses and commission orders. KMMO News Time is 7:37. Mass of Christian burial for 73-year-old Shirley Jean Clinklin of Clear Creek, who died Saturday, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at St. John Baptist Catholic Church in Clear Creek, where prayers of the rosary will be said at 9 a.m., followed by visitation until service time. Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Pilot Grove is in charge of arrangements. Graveside service for 61-year-old Mary Beth Bales of Higginsville and formerly of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is the look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.